Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That music means we welcome to the program the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network play-by-play announcer. He is Eric Hasseltine. Eric, is it getting a little weird that we don't want the whole Ja Morant situation to take away from the finals, yet Adam Silver keeps talking about it?
I don't think it's weird. I think he knows the star power that Ja has, and that this is something that will be on people's minds. And it's unfortunate in that Denver is not the quote-unquote sexy team for the national basketball fans, because really just the common fan around the country, because they really don't know that much about them, where they play, you know, games that they have at home, start late on the East Coast. Take your pick. But, you know, I think people are getting a real good look at Nikola Jokic. If they haven't seen him yet, they're seeing why he was the two-time MVP. And I just think that there's no way to avoid the story when you have a star of that magnitude, even if it is the NBA Finals. And it's a tough spot to be in, because they to me, I felt like they've been promoting him to be one of these next-generation superstars, and now you got something happening off the court that's detracting from what he can do on the court.
I guess, though, this will be my last thing on it. Doesn't this just prove, though, like, it's kind of dumb to just wait on this suspension? Like, to me, like, at this point, if you just announce it, like, you can move on. I'm left perplexed.
Yeah. I think that's the weird thing about it, yeah, is that you're talking about it, but you're not coming to a decision. I understand you want to focus on what's happening in Miami and Denver with the finals, and there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes to get the finals to the level of showmanship that they want. But you got to think that they could take some time to sit down and have a meeting and figure out what they want to do. And the longer it drags out, the more people talk about it, the more things come out, and you know, it's not ideal, but I understand it. You'll have a little window between now or when the finals end in the draft, and I would assume we'll know more at that point, especially if it's going to affect the Grizzlies roster. They want to give them all the information they need to possibly, you know, shape their draft to, you know, absorb whatever the punishment's going to be as a team.
Yes.
So, look, the fact is that the team has become a higher rated team than they've been in the past. People like watching them play. Obviously, they like watching Ja play, but they like the way the team plays. It's exciting. It's fun basketball, and you know, they haven't always put their best foot forward at times on national TV. But you know, when people watch them, they go, "Hey, that team's fun to watch," and they'll draw well. And also, Adam Silver knows that Memphis is a big basketball market. When they got the ratings for game two,
fifth best market.
Fifth best market in the country. Well, obviously Denver and Miami are going to be up there, and surrounding areas close to them, similar. And the first game, I think San Antonio was in the top five. And that doesn't go unnoticed by the league. They see that, hey, San Antonio still watches the NBA, even though the Spurs were dreadful and now have the number one pick. But Memphis is a team, you know, a city that continuously when we have these rankings come out in the finals. I remember the last couple of years, they're always, at one game or another, they're in the top five, and overall, they're one of the top 10 markets every single game, because people care about basketball in the city, and that matters to the league and matters to Adam Silver. And, you know, I guess you got to figure it out one way or the other, and they're trying to do their due diligence. I admire Adam Silver in that it's not a job I think is really as luxurious sometimes as people want to think. And yes, it's a great gig, but there's a lot of tough decisions that you have to make that probably you wish you didn't have to make.
All right, let's get to the actual finals.
Yeah.
So the thing that's interesting to me is, because as you point out, there doesn't seem to be a ton of national coverage about the Nuggets. Like, we've heard it, like Malone has pointed it out. I actually thought this was interesting. I don't really obsess over TV ratings like others do, because I think oftentimes they're trying to use TV ratings to make a preconceived point. I did think it was really good, though, that a finals that didn't feel like it had a ton of hype, a finals that, you know, doesn't have the sexy brands, the fact that this got the same number, essentially, as last year's finals with the Celtics and the Warriors, like, that does imply to me that, hey, people, it's not, it seems to me that maybe media doesn't like watching the Nuggets, but I do think people like watching the Nuggets.
They should. They're fun. They're a good team to watch. They play the game at a pace that is exciting, and it's a complete contrast of styles between the two teams. If you can speed Miami up, that gives Denver the advantage. When they didn't speed them up, Miami, you know, they're methodical in what they do. They know their roster. They're well coached. I think a lot of people look at Eric Spoelstra and around the country, and they go, well, let's watch this team, and they're maybe thinking, hey, they're going to be exciting and fun and all this stuff. They're a methodical team. They'll grind you down. They'll move the ball. They don't run a lot of fast breaks, but they take good shots and they play solid basketball. But again, they don't score 120 a night playing hair on fire basketball. But I think people care. I mean, the league's at a point right now where the popularity is really high. You got a lot of skilled players. I did an interview last night with a national podcast, and they were talking about, one of the hosts was saying, well, you know, I just don't like the way the league is, where everybody shoots threes and you get on a 3-on-2 fast break. And we talked about it. I said, look, I tend to agree with you. I'm a big believer in when you can take the points, take points.
Yeah.
Especially come playoff time, and you see teams, you know, on a 3-on-1 or 3-on-2, and guys flare to the wings and they don't just take the 2 points. And that can change the complexion of a game. And I think it's coming down a little bit where more and more teams are going to start going, hey, look, yes, in the sets that we run, these are the shots we want. In fast breaks, let's make sure if we have a dunk, let's take it. I mean, how many times during the season do we see guys get a clear lane to the basket, jump in the air, and then try to pass to the wing or pass to the corner? I'm like, yo, dude, take the layup. That's
go straight up.
Two points. Now, when he makes the shot, you got one more point than the other. And, you know, I go back to years ago, who Hubie Brown was ahead of his time, because someone asked him, why are you guys shooting as many threes as you are when he first took over? He says, hey, look, if we make 35% from three on 100 shots, that's 105 points. If we shoot 52% from twos, that's 104 points. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that trade-off. So as long as they're in the flow of the offense and you're not forcing them. The problem, as you know and I know, and anybody that watches basketball, is threes can come in bunches, and they can miss in bunches too. I mean, you can look like you couldn't hit water if you fell out of a boat if your shooting that night is off. And it happens to everyone. It doesn't matter. But, you know, the way the game's played now, the offense is there, the hand-checking and the physicality of basically bear-hugging guys is no longer allowed. I think some fans are getting a little flustered with the let's review this for a flagrant type thing. But overall, the league's in a good place, in my opinion. I mean, talking to fans, they like watching entertaining basketball. And that's what the league is now. They've gotten a lot of influx of young talent. And you're watching teams, especially with these two, that haven't just gone and bought rosters.
Yes. You know,
Denver built it up organically. Yes, they made the trade for Aaron Gordon. But most of their guys are homegrown. And other guys that were homegrown, they traded to get another guy. And I don't ever have a problem with that. but it's not like you opened up the checkbook and said, let's go sign three big-name free agents and try to win for 3 years, and then we'll stink out loud after the run's over. Denver built it up. They took their lumps, missed the playoffs by a single game 2 years in a row, and then were the number two seed, and their first time getting there, they got bounced in the first round. Oh, they're just a flash. No, they're doing what every team has to do, which is learn how to win. Golden State went through that. Now you look at Miami, and they had to recover after the LeBron, Wade, Bosch era ended, and they made deals, went and got Jimmy Butler, but they drafted Adebayo. They drafted Tyler Hero. They signed Duncan Robinson. They signed Gabe Vincent. They went and got, you know, Martin, and they got these guys and traded for Kyle Lowry, who was coming towards the tail end. They've made savvy moves. I mean, everybody keeps asking me, how are these six undrafted players? And I said, well, think about the six guys you're talking about. Duncan Robinson, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, to just the three biggest ones, and Martin. What do? They all make shots on the perimeter. They all play in the flow of the offense. They don't force bad shots. They share the basketball. They're not afraid to make the extra pass. And that's good basketball. And, you know, like, that's why I say Eric Spoelstra is a terrific coach. So is Michael Malone. I really think that they're two of the better coaches in the league. And, you know, in a league right now where a bunch of your previous final winners over the last four exit papers, they're all signing with other teams. And now Detroit's hoping Monty Williams can bring that level of success to their young group. And, you know, Frank Vogel's going to take over and get another job. And, you know, Nick Nurse will get another job. And it's one of those things where you watch these teams go get these guys that have won at a high level, and they're trying to take their young teams and build up like Denver has done, like Memphis has done, and even like Miami has done. You can sprinkle in a free agent here or there if you can lure them away, or trade some young talent that you've developed to get a veteran player that wants a change of scenery. And I like it. I like what's going on. I watched the game last night, and to me what stood out is you got two guys triple-double up, and you win by 10. Yeah, 10's a lot, but I would think, and someone made this point to me last night, I thought it was pretty astute. He said, I would think if you had two guys getting triple-doubles, you'd win by 25 or 30. They only won by 10. So this thing isn't necessarily just a wrap, but that was a pivotal game last night for Miami that they let get away, because now Denver has house money. If they win game four, I think we'd all agree this one's pretty much on board for the Heat. It's not over, but it's very, very precariously coming close to an end.
The other bit of Grizzlies news this week was Jaren Jackson Jr. reportedly going to be part of Team USA at the World Cup. I said, it seems to me, when you really look around the landscape of American bigs, feels like, you know, not only is he going to be on this team, he's got a really good shot at being on the on Team USA in Paris a year from now if he's healthy.
100%.
What do you make? It seems like a pretty, you know, I know there's been previous Grizzlies to make a Team USA team of some kind. I believe Rudy Gay played in a World Cup once, and Mike Miller did once, I think, as a member of the Grizzlies. Tayshaun Prince did, but not when he was on the Grizzlies. But feels like even maybe more so than Ja Morant, simply because of the the competition at this position. Jaren Jackson Jr. is the best shot the Grizzlies have ever had at having a Team USA Olympic member. What do you think?
I don't think that's out of the question. I don't think that's wrong. And not because Ja's not sensational, but like you said, there's an extremely abundant amount of talented guards that can go play. Combo guards, Curry, all these guys in the league that we know that are there, Damian Lillard, and certainly he falls into that category. You know, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander being a Canadian, that certainly helps Ja's chances. Luka Doncic, obviously not from America, that helps his chances. But Jaren is now really figured out his offensive skill set where, you know, he squares a guy up from 14 feet out. I'm thinking to the defender, good luck. Because he can go multiple different ways in that wingspan, and if he gets that first step going, he's going to finish. And on top of that, you do still need to defend in the Olympics. Team USA found that out the hard way a couple of years where they just had a bunch of guys scoring and none of them were great defenders, and they didn't win. And despite the fact they had the most talented roster, they weren't winning gold medals. And they went back to, all right, we don't need to just build a roster full of 25-point-per-game night guys that have been ball dominant wherever they've been. We need guys that fit an entire puzzle. And Jaren certainly, to me, as a young big, fits that puzzle to potentially not only play in Paris, but also 4 years later. I think he could be a multiple-time Olympian. I think with the way he's developed his game, scoring-wise, and his confidence, you know, out inside the three-point line. We know he's confident shooting threes, but I thought this year was a huge step forward for him, obviously, not only making the All-Star game, but his shot selection, to me, vastly improved. He grew up, which is what we hope you do when you're a young player and you start hitting your 23, 24, 25 to 28-year window, where you really figure out the game at a different level, and he seems to have done that.
Eric, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Eric.
Guys, have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.